As parents, sometimes we feel that we'd just like to move to Mayberry, wherever that is, the place where everybody skips down the sidewalk. Or maybe if there's a piece of Tupperware big enough, we could put our kids in it, put them in the Tupperware, put the lid on, squeeze out the bad air, and then all of a sudden at some age, or at least Mark Twain said, past the teenage years, we open the barrel. He said, put oxygen and food in the hole, open the barrel, and let them out. It doesn't work like that. Our job is to use these years to train them. Our job is to find the balance of privacy versus protection.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. That's been our topic the entire week, privacy versus protection. Monday, we talked about how we parents are kind of afraid sometimes on taking on our children, especially our teens, when we have to go and quote unquote invade their privacy, when really it's our house, our rooms. Tuesday, we talked about the child's right to be given boundaries. The child needs those boundaries, even though they're going to fight you about them. They do need them. Wednesday, we spoke about the child's bedroom, the things that should be happening there and how to put boundaries around that. And yesterday, creating accountability, especially with teens and parties, but accountability all throughout their life. For what reasons should you be calling mom and dad? But really, it is so true that if we could live in a perfect world, we'd try to opt in and be there and take all the bad air out of the Tupperware.
It's called heaven. We're not there yet. I marvel. You and I live in South Florida, and I marvel at people who say, how do you raise your children in South Florida? I think it's great to raise your children here. We have no illusions. Right. We don't drop them off anywhere.
Their friends are going through so much stuff that they grow up knowing real life,
too. They do.
Too.
My children went off to two different universities in two different parts of the country and realized how naive kids were that were and underprepared arriving on a college campus. Ours here are ready to bring it on. I have to validate to my children that I love them enough to do this. It's interesting watching. Here at Sheridan House, we have five residential homes, among other things. And in these homes, middle school age kids come, 8 to 10 children to a home, 3 boys' homes, 2 girls' homes. And when they come, it's a little bit of a knee jerk for them. I mean, it's a head snapper because here we have a lot of responsibility that you have and there are some boundaries and you spend your time here, usually about a year, earning more and more and more and more and more and more freedom. And until you've earned that freedom, you don't have any freedom. And watching these kids thrive, do they like it at first? No, they don't like it.
They always fight against it, though, don't they?
They always fight against it. They can't believe they're getting up at 6. They can't believe they have 30 minutes worth of chores to do every morning. They can't believe that the house mother never – the moms in each house, there's a mom and a pop and a behavioral specialist in each house. The mom has never vacuumed or washed a dish, and yet every bit of that carpeting in the 7,000-square-foot homes are vacuumed every day.
They are. They're immaculate.
And every dish is clean as can be. I mean, the counters, the kitchen. Mom is the mom. She's not their servant. And they're taught to revere mom and dad, but they're also taught the boundaries. When you do this, this happens. And you could come on our property right now and see a bunch of children playing basketball and a whole bunch washing windows. It's how you did. Did you function the way you needed to function? Did you do the things you needed to do? And watching them begin to thrive when they realize, I am somewhat the master of my destiny. I do this negative behavior, I get this negative consequence. I do this positive behavior, and my life is great here. And watching them thrive with us and watching them go from all D's and F's to all A's and B's, and then at the end of a year, and some of them 2 years, end of that leaving and going back and having it be difficult because sometimes those moms who are supposed to be and are with us every Thursday night for parent meeting aren't instilling the same sense of boundary and accountability, and they don't thrive as much. We had a perfect example, a kid named Jared, and Jared came to us in seventh grade making all F's and a D, and as he came to us in seventh grade, we imposed some rules on him, and if you're mouth off to the teacher at school, and our schools were in 5 different public schools, rude to the teacher, do all these different things, we bring you home, you wash windows, bring you home, cut grass, bring you home, do work. And finally, after 14 months, this kid got it. He got it after about 3 months, but then he was thriving, and he left us making a 4.0 average, went and finished middle school, went to Hollywood Hills High School, 4.0 average, got a full ride to the University of Massachusetts, and graduates next week with a degree in finance, and he's an All-American football player, and because he has one more year of eligibility, he's going to stay at UMass, and he is going to start his master's program up there while he's playing football.
Awesome.
Now, this is a kid who, he got it, and he's not this little drone that just walks around staring blankly into nowhere. He got it. We love you, man, but no means no. Mm-hmm. We love you, but the bedroom's not the place to hang out. Mm-hmm. In here with us is the place. We're not going to let you hibernate. We love you, but we're putting some boundaries around you because we love you. And no, you can't receive phone calls while you're with us from these people we don't know. No. Mm-hmm. because we don't know who's a predator. We don't know who's bad, who's good. No, you're not. So you're here with us watching. I mean, we're a prime example here at Sheridan House, how people thrive when give me the rules of the game. Once I've got the rules of the game, even though I'm upset when you gave me that consequence, I understand that I made that choice.
Right.
I want that for my children. I want my children to thrive. I can't put them in Tupperware. And so I want them to practice with some privacy like we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. You can go to the party, but I'm going to show up.
Right.
I love you too much not to.
I just know that children and teens, they're naturally wired to fight for freedom. They
right.
want their independence. You see it, like you said earlier this week, the three-year-old running away from mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the 9-10-year-old that just wants that, you know, kind of a private conversation with their little friend. And then the teenager that seems to create a cave in your house and goes in and shuts down. And that's just reality. And you think, well, you know, Lord be with them.
Well, I'm going to let them have the private little conversation with their friend. I'm okay with that. But I shouldn't be surprised at the child's pushing for freedom. Yes, the three-year-old who's going to try to break out of your hand and try to get away for freedom doesn't know when they run out in that street they're going to get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And though the illustration changes as they grow up, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every child at 16 thinks they can drive a car
mm-hmm.
and thinks they ought to be given free rein. Why do I have to get a license and take these things? I should be able to drive on 595. I've driven a golf cart. Of course I can do this. And so I don't get upset with the fact that they think they can do it. I like the child. Okay, I want to do this.
The confidence.
Yes, I like that. I have no problem with that, except that I have to be the parent. You know, people today think they can drive 90 miles an hour. The traffic law should be for everybody else, not them. Get out of my way. I want to be in the speed lane.
Right.
I like the fact that my child thinks they can. I should expect that the child doesn't want boundaries. Who wants boundaries?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the job of the parent, for the sake of the child and for the sake of the symmetry of the family, to have rules, and this is how we function here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you violate the rules, there's a consequence. And you cannot go hibernate in the bedroom by yourself with the door closed.
What happens, though, if there's just always constant fighting?
Mm-hmm.
You try to implement, you're doing as good as you can, as nice as you can, and you're just, your child, month after month, just isn't getting it.
I would look at it and decide, are you being consistent? Because that's a very rare case, and we work with thousands of kids here.
Okay.
Is there a consistency? Now, a parent would like to call in right now and say, okay, what if it's consistent in my house but not at my ex's house?
Mm.
How do you do that?
Right.
And my answer to that is, and my answer to parents here that have their children here and in that scenario is, you be consistent. In your home, you be consistent. Let me learn that your no means no. But let me also learn that when I violate that no, you don't hate me. You're not crazy. You're not shutting me down. You're not pushing me away. I think sometimes children go hibernate in their rooms hoping someone will come after them. And even when you come after them, they're miserable and try to push you away. But they're very, 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 very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Today's child is very, very, very lonely.
Yeah.
Today's child has taken so much heat from so many different people, so much ridicule at school. They have no idea what temptations they're able to handle yet. They have no idea about the predators. We have no idea how brutal their peers are in the comments that they make. And so there needs to be a safe place called home. And unfortunately, they can come to that safe place called home and make it unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
The predators can follow them through the cyber world that we'll take on next week. Or mother and child aren't getting along well.
Mm-hmm.
Or your no didn't always mean no. But also when the no has meant no, let's say in your case for 30 days, and they're still violating, they're still taking you on, did you end the night sitting on the side of the bed or on the floor and say, I know you're upset with me. I'm sorry you're upset with me. I do love you. That's why I'm doing this. Whether you believe that or not, I do love you. So at the end of the day here, I want you to know you made this choice to get this consequence.
I just know that there have been situations where you get in a fight with your teen, you're upset, and okay, I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to be nice with my child and sit by the bed and try to have a conversation, and they don't appreciate it. And
you don't
this is
think
not,
they appreciate it.
Right. Well, talk about that, because it's hard then. I mean, it's night after night or a whole month or 2 months, and you just think it's going nowhere, and Lord, help me with this child.
Yeah. My job is only to do my job. This is harder than a single-parent home. It's easier in a two-parent home when Rosemary would continue to say, you know, you need to go sit on the side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be so mad at that little girl. 14-year-old taking me on, and I go sit there and go sit there. And what it did is it never let her feel he hates me. It never let her feel that I'm so disappointed him. I'm such a loser. Mm-hmm. And it began to put the responsibility on her shoulders. Why am I doing this to me rather than my dad is doing this to me or my dad is saying whatever? I had to make sure over and over overtly that that child knew. Now, did that child know that I really don't want to come in this room? No, only now that she's 32 years old and we've talked about it and laughed about it. And her perspective of that is not as brutal as my perspective. When I'm sorry, I'd go sit there, you'd face the wall and you wouldn't talk to me. Oh, I didn't always do that, Dad. Well, you did it most. No, you remember it wrong. And you get a sense that though they don't know how to show appreciation, thank you for coming in the room, I feel very, 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 very alone right now. Mm-hmm. I feel very isolated. Should I just find some little boy at school that'd like to talk to me and be nice to me if I do perform whatever for him?
Right.
No, I'm here. I'm absolutely here. We've got to think past the child's attitude. And I cannot respond to this child by the way the child's responding to me. That's giving the child far too much power in this relationship. I cannot give the child the remote control to my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do that and the child is responding and not warming up to me and not being happy with me and not saying thank you, that child's not going to say thank you. And all of a sudden, I'm not going there. I'm sick and tired of this child. I'm sick and tired of you and the way. No, I can't do that. I've got to decide I'm the adult, I'm the parent, and I need to be some of the good air that comes in that room.
Right.
And there are probably days you have to fake it. And there are probably days you have to go in and act like I'm excited to be in here. You will always love the child, but there are days you have to act like you actually like the child.
Right.
And you know what? I can only imagine how much Jesus would not like to hang out with me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's in my heart with me every day. And Bob, I can't even believe what just went through your heart. And I just can't believe the anger that went through your heart. Or I can't believe the thought life that just went through your heart. But I'm hanging with you, son. I'm all in with you. How dare you not go sit with your daughter? Because she's my daughter. So go in there and sit with her. We've got to get a mindset that if we let the child control the temperament, if we let the 14-year-old female child control the temperament of that home, we're in trouble. I need to be the manager of my attitude and the manager of my mood and not let that child turn me. And I need to decide, you know what? I'm doing this for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the child appreciates it or not, yes, you do not have the total privacy of who you pick to go out on a date with, even though you're 16 or 17 years old. That first date is right here. We're playing Pictionary. We're getting to know each other. I know you'd like total privacy, but Tori, I wouldn't let a stranger call me and say, can I drive your car Friday night? Why would I let a stranger call and say, Tori, can we go out? No, the first date's here. And she felt that I had totally initially violated the whole world right there. Who will ever go out with me? And she never suffered for dates. And they never minded coming over. At least I never heard of mine coming over and sitting there and doing that.
And you made it fun. I mean, you have to remember
that. I did not interrogate him.
Yeah.
I did not have a shotgun by the door. I didn't have any of those things. We played Pictionary or we sat on the deck and talked, and I let him, you know, talk and say the things he was going to say because there is a protection element here. The most important thing I will ever do on this planet are those two children that are now adults. I leave no other legacy here. That's it. I will leave Sheridan House and it'll be Bob Who in about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids, they carry with me everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would I abandon them at their greatest times of need while they're growing up, while they're teenagers? And no, come out of your bedroom and know the technology is here in a central location and know the television is not in your bedroom and know the phones are parked there and all those rules and things we'll talk about next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say, there are parents listening right now thinking, you're sounding a little more extreme than I'm ready to be, Bob. And that's okay. You know, I am not the Messiah, contrary to what I think I believe of myself sometimes. I'm not the Messiah.
At least you admit it.
Yes, I do. It's a hard thing to admit, but I'm on medication now.
Okay.
I am not the Messiah. But at the end of the day, I think most parents have no plan, and their children are running the whole thing, and the parents are just terrified. They just want to get them out of high school and into a good college or something.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a plan, and we have to find a balance of privacy versus protection, and we've got to decide they cannot be permitted to have only conversation with a television set, technology, and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be involved in this conversation. I've got to be involved in our time together, and I've got to be the one who says, my home, my phone that you're using, my car. I know you're a senior, my car that you're driving. Whether we have labeled that your car, which I think is a huge mistake, but whether we've labeled that your car that we bought for you, that's why I love them sharing mom's car and having to ask mom permission and drive that big car that mom drives. It's not a cool car. When you're an adult, you can get your own car. That'll be a great thing.
Right.
Make those decisions, though, and don't just make the decisions by conforming to the pattern of this world, Romans 12:1. Don't make the decision because your child says, this is what everybody else is doing. This is what every other parent allows. I'm sorry that you're telling me that because that scares me, honey. I never want to be like every other parent. I want to be the best parent I can possibly be.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. Next week, we'll talk more about this privacy versus protection, but really tackle technology. We'll spend all week doing that, so I hope you can join us for that. If you want more resources on parenting, you can find them on Sheridan House Family Ministries' website, shfm.org. You can also listen to this program again, share it with a friend, even with your spouse, or link to it via Facebook, Twitter. You can find that online at parentingtoday.org. That's parentingtoday.org.